In Northwest News on KPLU, a group of defense lawyers argue that when you're called to be on jury duty, you're working and should be paid minimum wage. As KPLU's Jennifer Wing reports, these attorneys say a diverse cross-section of society would sign up for jury duty if the pay was better.
Katie Ross is one of the lawyers on Joseph McEnroe's defense team. McEnroe is accused of murdering six people on Christmas Eve in 2007 near Carnation with his then-girlfriend Michelle Anderson. Ross and two of her colleagues say McEnroe, who's working class, would have a fair trial if people on the jury came from a similar background. Ross says the way to ensure people like this can serve for a trial that's expected to last up to 5 months is to pay them the minimum wage of $9.32 an hour instead of $10. A day.
It's important that all segments of our community feel invested in our government and feel that when members of their class, their race, their families are arrested and put on trial, that at least some of the jurors are going to be part of the community that those defendants come from.
Ross, along with two other attorneys, submitted a motion to the state Supreme Court arguing jurors are in fact employees and are entitled to minimum wage under state law. Hugh Spitzer, a law professor at the University of Washington, says the argument is interesting, but that the state's constitution won't let the debate get too far.
The constitution makes a distinction between being an employee or an officer and serving as a witness or juror, which is a duty that a person has.
The motion will be reviewed on January 6th. Jury selection for McEnroe's case is already underway. Meanwhile, data from King County shows that if every person who served on a jury last year was paid minimum wage, the cost would have been $4.5 million versus the $700,000 under the current system. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.